Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this Friday, October the 27th of the year of our Lord, 2023, as we go around the world to reveal the truth about Islam, especially with what's happening with Israel. With me, as usual, my producer and my wonderful friend, Brother Paul Sutliff. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Doing great. Enjoying a beautiful day.
Amen. Let's move on to see what do we have new in the USA.
Well, starting out, we have a trial that just finished on October 19th, where they convicted Benjamin Carpenter, who was 31 years old, of Knoxville, Tennessee. His other name is Abu Hamza. Now, he was convicted of attempting to provide materials for ISIS, and he faces up to 20 years in federal prison with supervised release. This is a guy who served as a leader of ISIS publications, and he was dedicated to translating, producing, and distributing ISIS material. Do you think 20 years is enough?
I believe Abu Hamza will serve roughly maybe half of it if he have a good behavior. And what is a good behavior for a Muslim in our prison? According to our uneducated, foolish government, if you pray as a good Muslim 5 times a day, now you're in a good behavior. If you fast the month of Ramadan during the first few years, of course you have a good behavior. And how Muslim will live these years in the prison, he will be treated with all honor and respect. Actually, he will have his halal food in the prison system. He will have the privilege to fast the month of Ramadan during the month of Ramadan, which means we have to serve him his meals during the night, not during the day. He will cost us in these years thousands and thousands of dollars. He will enjoy more privileges, which you and I will not enjoy. But here's what I'm worried about. Mr. Abu Hamza will start studying the Quran and learn the truth about Islam, which most likely our government do not have a clue what it is. And he will discover in the next 5 to whatever years he's burned in the prison system that jihad is real. So if he did not know what jihad is all about, he will learn it for sure. Now, for being in prison, the crime which he committed, that will double his hatred towards America, towards the Jews and the Christian of planet Earth. So I'm expecting he's 31 years old right now. By the time he's going to leave the prison, he'll be, I believe, around 41 or so. And he will come out of our prison system a true Muslim jihadi, a true Muslim terrorist, which means we have done a great help for Allah and Muhammad for allowing that young man to serve whatever years we're going to put him in prison. So here is my advice to the American government. If you're going to arrest a Muslim terrorist in America, A, get rid of him. B, don't put him in prison. Just let him sit. Let him live free. Because you're empowering him to be more terrorist, more jihadi by spending whatever time you're going to let him spend in our prison system. So the best thing you do is whenever a Muslim commit a crime in America, he need to be removed from the country, never to come back. But to put him in prison, that is the worst thing you can do to that Muslim man and to us, the American people. So move on, Brother Paul. What is the next story we have here in the USA?
Okay, the next story we have Rashida Tlaib. She tweeted out earlier this week. So there's two parts to this. On October 17th, she said, Israel just bombed the Baptist hospital, killing 500 Palestinian doctors, children, and patients, just like that. Then she said, POTUS, President Biden, this is what happens when you refuse to facilitate a ceasefire and help de-escalate. Well, she's been in trouble for having said that.
Here is the truth. She obviously was repeating the report of Hamas, which is the falsehood and the deception of Islam. We know for sure, without any doubt, we have all the evidence that that bombing was actually a rocket by Hamas, which fell into the hospital. I'm not going to share my real thought about that because inside me, I believe they did it on purpose. But to be in the right side, I would say it was by mistake, but by Hamas, not by Israel. And there was not 500 who was killed. The funny thing is when I asked you about the number, you told me between 10 and 50. A week later, we do not know how many. I guarantee you there is not even 10. Because if there are 50 or so, we would have known the number. So Rashida Tlaib did not apologize to the American people by saying, hey, I made a mistake. It was not an attack by Israel, but it is by my people, the Hamas, wonderful jihadi. No, she actually doubled about her statement. And that is by saying what?
Media outlets and third-party analysts have raised doubts about claims and evidence offered by both Israel and the Gaza Ministry of Health. And I agree with the UN that an independent investigation is necessary.
Independent investigation? By who?
She wants the UN to do it.
Oh, United Nations organization is controlled by 57 Muslim countries. I love it. If you think that the Muslim of United Nations will give you the truth about anything, then you're really out of your mind. The truth is this, Brother Paul. The attack was by Hamas. Israel has the video to prove it. Hamas cannot deny because obviously they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, like you always say in America. So obviously it is over. There's no investigation. That woman needs to be disciplined by our Congress. And that is when we get to the next important information, which is...
They're talking about removing her national security status, which would actually remove her ability to serve on certain committees.
I think we should never have any Muslim to serve on any committee. As a matter of fact, I don't believe we should have any Muslim in any position in our government. I mean, this is unbelievable to have a Hamas jihadi lady running as a congresswoman in this country because there's plenty of Democrat and Muslim to vote for her. If Americans will not clean their country from within side, it will be destroyed, trust me, from within side. We will destroy our own country by our own self here in America. But believe it or not, I'm not sure this will ever happen. But we'll wait and we'll see. All right, Brother Paul, next story.
Okay, we have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that as president, he would revoke student visas for anyone seen celebrating terrorism, saying that the problem of illegal immigration is not just Mexico and Central America. He said when the blood wasn't even dry on the Israelis who had been massacred, you had people in America going out protesting in favor of Hamas. It's very chilling. Some of the people are not U.S. citizens. It's student visas. Ron DeSantis said, if I'm president and you're on a student visa, you're a foreigner, and you're out there celebrating terrorism, I'm canceling your visa and sending you home.
What a great idea. But what our dear, wonderful governor of Florida does not know, that none of the Muslim students who come to America on student visa actually leave America. They fall in love with our daughters and our granddaughters, and even the female Muslim students are falling in love with our male student, and they are married to them. And believe it or not, within a few months, they change the status from a student visa to immigration visa. But I like the idea. And if he can do it, maybe we can clean our university a little bit by removing some of those who are so bold to protest and speak for the jihadi against Israel or against us here in America. I believe we have one more story, Brother Paul.
Oh, we have Biden's press secretary decided that she was asked a question about anti-Semitism.
Level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly.
So here we go, Brother Paul, the wonderful lady whom Mr. O'Biden love and almost all liberals in America are worshiping, is telling us it is not the problem about Hamas. It is not the problem about Israel. It is a problem about American with the Islamophobia. Maybe we're going to hurt the Muslims in America. Maybe that's why Mr. O'Biden makes sure that we don't cross the line and persecute or harm the Muslims of America. Excuse me, Paul, excuse me. Do you know how many people were killed on September 11?
3,000.
How many Muslims were killed as a retaliation from the American people for the killing of the 3,000 Americans? Zero.
Not in America. Not in America, yeah.
So, see, you see what the liberal do? She's twisting the information. She's making, well, we don't want any Jew to be killed. We don't want any Muslims to be killed. It is going to be the movement of the Islamophobia in America. No, my friends. American people do not retaliate as Muslims do. Retaliation is the heart of Islam. You go to Quran chapter 2 and verse 178. What does the Quran say there, Brother Paul?
O you who have believed, retaliation is decreed on you for the murdered, the free man for the free, and the slave for the slave, and the female for the female.
Retaliation is ordained for Muslims. So Muslims will retaliate. Americans do not retaliate because we are not savage like Muslims are. We have laws, and we don't punish people for the crime of others like Muslims do.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at Vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's move on from the USA to the United Kingdom. What do we have there, Brother Paul?
Hamas chief is living in a London council house, despite allegedly running violent operations in the West Bank, a report has revealed. Mohammed Qasem Swallah, who is 62 years old, was given a £112,000 discount on the £320,000 two-story home by the council. Mohammed is considered a Hamas representative in the United Kingdom. He was born in Tubas, West Bank, Israel, but arrived in the UK from Jordan in the early 90s as a fugitive from justice. Mr. Swallah served on Hamas's ruling body. He only managed to steer clear of Israel's security services by coming to the United Kingdom with someone else's passport. Somehow he got British citizenship. In the UK, Swallah has continued to work for Hamas and has had secret discussions about revitalizing terrorist attacks in Israel and helping to launder money and fund activities for the West Bank and Gaza.
I love it. I cannot imagine I'm hearing you reading these reports, Brother Paul. Mohammed Qasem is a Hamas leader living in London, and the British government knows about him, and the British government will do nothing to arrest him. I know that if he went back to Israel, he'll be arrested. But as long as he lives as a United Kingdom citizen, man, he's free to live in London. What is wrong with the British people?
That's a good question. They seem to think that this is acceptable, and they forget Hamas is just a chapter of the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, I know why they're allowing this to happen, because they already have several Muslim Brotherhood operations and organizations in there. So they don't think anything's wrong with Hamas.
All over England. Many of their mayors are Muslims. Many of the Muslims are in high position in the country. England is gone under the water long time ago, as I have been saying for years. And sadly, I don't think too many people are hearing me or understanding the danger we have all over Europe. Well, we'll move on from United Kingdom to France.
15-year-old with an Islamic name, they're not telling his name because he's considered a minor, was at the center of an attack plot that was just foiled by the French federal police. The young teen is suspected of having masterminded with several other teens an anti-Semitic attack on the Israeli embassy near Brussels. The teens had different nationalities and were connected via an encrypted messenger and onto video games with their desire to kill civilians residing in the West. You think about this. This kid was caught with an iPhone, which revealed his deadly obsession. It had a video of him under the combat name Abu Suleiman al-Faransi. The teenager was dressed in white camis and with a keffiyeh on his head. and a shoulder holster carrying a blank pistol. They also found searches on his phone about how to make explosives and downloaded articles on ISIS attacks in Israel.
I don't know how naive the French people to think that 15 years old is a minor. We don't give you his name. I mean, does he really care about the name of a terrorist? Do you understand that in Afghanistan, the youngest jihadi who beheaded his own cousin, he was 8 years old, when the family member held his cousin, who by the way converted to Christ, became a Christian, and he cut the head completely off the body with a knife, and 8 years old. So 15 years old is not a little boy. French should get rid of the political correctness, and if it's a Muslim jihadi terrorist, 8 or 10 or 15 or whatever ages, give us his name, give us who he is, where family members or relatives or somebody else in the family, because in reality, he's not there by himself. Somebody also is with him into this game. And I'm sick and tired of the political correctness. Yeah, he's 15 years old. Yeah, he can make a bomb to kill 100 or 200 French, and that's okay. But to have his name revealed, I think that's not politically correct because he's 15 years old. Please give me a break. Anyway, let's move on from France to Spain. What do we have in Spain, Brother Paul?
I wish we had something new, but with Spain, the hijra continues. On October 21st, over 1,000 migrants arrived in Spain's Canary Islands in one day after making their journey from Africa, including on a boat carrying 320 people that rescuers said was the most packed vessel they'd ever seen.
Mashallah, mashallah. 1,000 Muslims coming from Africa to Spain in one day. In the midst of what we're going through right now, Brother Paul, it's not like a peaceful time in the world. We don't have any threats from the Muslims to kill Jews and Christians. No. It's just crazy. It's just oxymoron. Instead of the Spanish people take these people, put them on ship and send them back to Africa, no, they're going to welcome them. They're going to love on them. They're going to give them all the benefit which any refugee will benefit from being in Spain. And I believe Spain, once again, is going under the water like the rest of Europe. Let's move on to Turkey.
Well, this week, President Erdogan stated that he was canceling his visit to Israel and that Hamas is not a terrorist, but Hamas are freedom fighters, Mujahideen, who wage war to protect their country and their people.
Oh, I love it, Mr. Erdogan. Of course, I believe Erdogan in the end of time, Turkey will go on war against Israel. But here's my question to Mr. Erdogan, the prime minister of Turkey. Why can't you take a couple of families, not 50 families, not 100 families, just a couple of Palestinian family and settle them in your country? It's amazing. Everybody is going to speak on the behalf of the Palestinians without showing any love to the Palestinians, as we're going to see in the rest of our broadcast. Let's move on from Turkey to India.
Uttar Pradesh's basic education department has issued a notice stating that madrasas found operating without a registration will have to pay a penalty of 10,000 rupees per day. That's about $121 of U.S. money a day. The notice was issued by an officer of the basic education to over a dozen madrasas operating without registration. All they're being asked to do to get approval is to allow them to look at their books and see if they are using the funds coming in for tuition to finance anything illegal like terrorism or forcible religious conversions.
Okay, Brother Paul, are these on Muslim schools?
It's all they are, Muslim schools, yeah.
What do you think they're going to teach in Muslim schools? The Bible?
No.
Oh, so they're teaching the Quran, they're teaching Sharia, which means they will never be legal in India because they are teaching Islam. And if you think it is bad in India right now, the relationship between the Muslims and all the other people who believe in all these gods, is going to get worse in the next few months because that's exactly what the Muslim of India will do to the Indian. The more education Muslims will have, the more terrorists will have among the Muslims. Because after all, once again, this study is the Quran, the word of Allah, and the teacher of Muhammad is the Hadith. This study Sharia, Islamic law, and that will make any Muslim a terrorist. Well, Brother Paul, let's go to Israel.
On Wednesday, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza launched another massive amount of rockets into Israel, some hitting as far as Tel Aviv, Kfar Saba, Be'er Yaakov, and Yavin. According to the news, only 5 Israelis were wounded thanks to the Iron Dome.
Well, Brother Paul, here we see the Hamas leaders are not stopping. They actually want to escalate this war to a bigger war. You think about after the savage attacks they did on the Saturday, 2 weeks ago. That means they will just back off and seek peace and apologize what they have done. No. They will continue to launch rocket as much as they have it. They will continue. Quran 47:35, do not be weak, calling for peace when you have the upper hand. If the Muslim of Hamas have one more rocket, they still have the upper hand. When they launch the last rocket, then maybe they will say, well, let's have peace. Well, let's go to my home country, Egypt and Jordan, to see how much the Egyptian and the Jordanian really, really love the Palestinians.
Well, the amusing thing about this story, again, this is by an article that was in Business Insider that basically backed everything you have been saying about Egypt and Jordan not being willing to take any Palestinians into their countries. They made a public statement saying, we're not taking any Palestinians because of the amount of cost and national security concerns.
Brother Paul, national security. So the Muslim of Egypt and the Muslim of Jordan know what kind of people are these Palestinians in general. Why? They are terrorists. Whenever countries they go to, they bring terrorism with them. But on the other hand, Mr. O'Biden and the wonderful Democrats of America have no problem to bring these Palestinians to America. Man, oh man, you cannot be any clearer than that. It is foolish for the government of the United States of America to bring one Palestinian from Gaza or anywhere else in planet Earth to America. Because if they are Palestinians, they're a national security problem. And sadly, we the Americans will have them until we find out later what they are capable of doing in this country. And then it will be too late. And that brings us to the end of our broadcast for this Friday. Brother Paul, thank you so much for all your hard work to put this broadcast together. Excellent work. God bless you, brother. And until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.